Howdy, I'm Russell Crowe, and this is Misty Mountains.
Gunslinging.
And you are listening to 555 Filk.
This week on 555 Filk, we are doing the greatest horrible comic book movie that has ever been made.
False Hulk is not
what we're doing. Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
We're talking...
Or Green Lantern.
Batfleck Part 1.
We are doing Daredevil.
Not the Netflix series that is actually almost watchable.
Yeah, that is actually almost watchable.
That show sucks, though.
With Ben Affleck. So is this the one that him and Gardner got together on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is where they met.
This is where they met and everything? Because yep. I hate her.
I can't stand her. I saw her in a trailer for that 13 going on 30, and I was like, well, this is a woman I never need in my movies.
Yeah. Yeah, she's horrible.
She's terrible.
God, she's just so horrible in this movie.
She's just awful.
This has got to be one of her first movies.
This is so bad that that's the first thing we're talking about. It's like, you know that movie Daredevil? My biggest problem with that is the fact that this woman's in it.
Because this has to be one of her first movies.
Yeah, I believe
it. Just by how she acts, it has to be.
She was on, what was that show? Where she was like a spy and she always had different wigs. Alias. She was on that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about it. And that's why she was a TV actor. Yeah. They say that that's a huge transition and some people just can't do it.
She sure couldn't.
I mean, look at Clooney. Clooney was probably one of the only ones that ever did it and he's not very good.
His first few movies were pretty terrible. He was in like Killer Tomatoes Part 2 and he was awful.
Really?
He was the pizza guy.
Wow.
His whole job was wear a hat and make pizza.
That's awesome. I actually like that an awful lot.
I mean, it looks like she was in a few movies before. There's nothing good. She was in that Mr. Magoo terrible reboot.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
She was in Dude, Where's My Car? She was the one who sucked off a popsicle in one go, I think.
I think so. Yeah, she was one of the aliens, wasn't she?
Yep. Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, that's right. Yep. She was the prostitute.
Yep. The expensive prostitute. She's a call girl.
Because she was an actress, though.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. Oh, that was all. I forgot. Dude, Catch Me If You Can. We might need to do that.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That's a really good movie.
You want to hear me tell a joke? Go? Hanks?
Knock, knock.
Tom Hanks? Hanks' wife.
Hanks' wife. You want to hear me tell a joke?
All right, before we get going on that movie.
Yeah.
back to Batfleck here.
Back to Batfleck. I thought he was too smiley, but I guess... That makes sense if he just got new teeth.
This was after Affleck got his new teeth. And you know what? Those are some pretty teeth.
They were pretty teeth, but God, he was smiling.
I got a thing for Affleck. And I'm fine with that. Be smiley. If you're having a good life, have a good life.
Blind in a bad way. Apparently, he actually was a little bit blinded.
Yeah, so right before I turned on the mic, you were telling me, yeah, he was acting way too blind. But he was wearing contact lenses, so he couldn't see. So he was actively blind.
Well, I guess I'd act pretty blind if I was never blind before. You know what I would have loved for them to do? Yellow and red suit.
I
hated that red leather suit.
I don't like that it was red leather. But at the same time, you got to remember, like the movies we had with this was Spider-Man 1.
Wow. It was that long ago?
X-Men 1 and 2.
Yikes.
I mean, superhero movies...
were bad.
They weren't good.
We haven't... Well, it's because we got spoiled with the Avengers.
We got spoiled.
Well, and Iron Man.
I've always stuck up for Daredevil just because it was the most comic booky of them. Like, his dad looks straight out of a comic.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely he does.
When he gets blinded, that was like reading a comic.
Now, see, I would have preferred to have him...
spoilers, he's blind.
As younger... I always forget his name.
Whose name?
Daredevil.
His Affleck.
His actual name.
Ben Affleck.
From the comic book. Ben Affleck. Not Casey?
Yeah, what's going on? Why do we have this loser Foggy instead of like a Casey Foggy?
Yeah, that is kind of strange. I actually like this Foggy because it's Jon Favreau.
I like Jon Favreau.
I love me some Favreau, man. Some swingers.
Matt Murdock,
there it is. Yep, Mr. Murdock.
Matt... Call me Ben Murdock.
I actually, what's funny about Favreau, I was just watching Maid and Swingers, which were his first couple movies with
Never seen
tall
either
guys.
Of those.
Oh, wow.
You know what, though? I always thought him and Vince Vaughn, tall guy, you call him.
Yeah.
I always thought they were in real life brothers.
In Swingers, Vince Vaughn's brother's in it.
See, that's why.
Yeah, that's weird. What's funny is he makes him double down on 11, and in made, it's one of the license plates. It's Double Down 21 or Double Down 11. So it's just
nice,
like,
little Easter
egg. I love Favreau, and it seems like he does that with a lot of his movies. He does a lot of little Easter eggs.
I think he loves movies, and
I think he's an actual fan, and not just movies. I think he's a comic book fan.
Yeah,
he has to be with Iron. The way he did Iron Man 1 and 2 was unreal. Michael Duncan, I love him, like, just as an actor. He could have been a better Kingpin. They should have had more of Kingpin. I didn't want him to be such an... I want him to be evil, but somewhat legitimate as well.
So, my favorite Kingpin will always be the one from the Spider-Man cartoon from when we were kids.
Yes, absolutely. Best Kingpin. Get,
he's a huge, huge guy. He's not fat. He's just supposed to be solid muscle like that.
No, he was gigantic in Spider-Man. Like,
so,
he was
I do
awesome.
Like Michael Clark Duncan playing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like I him playing that. It smart like he did, but I feel like, I don't know, there should have been more, like, mafia feel to it.
Yes, a lot more of, like, him kind of... More, ruling the roost, but also...
He's more like suggesting what you better do or he'll break your legs.
Exactly.
I would love that.
Yeah, I would have liked that a lot more. And I don't like how easy he was beaten.
Yeah.
I mean, he got beaten within a matter of minutes.
To me, the weakest point in the new Daredevil, too. He's terrible. The whole time.
See, I haven't seen the Kingpin yet.
This
I
is all he does.
The first couple
Everything
episodes.
He's in, he's just like, yo, that's right, I'm Wilson Fisk. That's how he talks the entire time. He just whispers. He's that guy.
He's Gomer Pyle from Full Metal Jacket.
Did you say Gomer Pyle?
Yeah.
Gomer Pyle's from Andy Griffith.
Yeah, but they called him Gomer Pyle.
Okay. You know what movie was terrible?
I can't think of
Full Metal Jacket.
God, that movie was... Ugh.
Hated that movie.
That made me scared to go to basic training.
Vincent D'Onofrio? D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
Yep. Leonard.
Yep. Now, see, I think I hold Ben Affleck to a little bit of a higher standard than what he was in this movie.
I still think he did great for the movie.
I think he's a phenomenal actor.
To me, it's almost like Green Lantern, where Ryan Reynolds was handed absolute crap to work with.
I think that that's exactly what kind of happened.
Because this movie, they wanted rated R. They wanted to have more violence. They wanted to have a little nudity. They wanted to have all kinds of language. Wow. And instead, you get Jennifer Garner at the park.
Wow.
That scene ruins this movie. And, okay, whenever you watch this movie, watch the director's cut anyway, because the regular cut's
garbage. I actually never seen
garbage.
The director's cut.
It's a completely different movie. It's way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I've never seen director's cut of it. God, I would have loved to have seen this as a rated R. I could picture it more as a rated R, just with the death of his father.
Think about that Punisher movie that was PG-13. How are you going to make a Punisher movie PG-13?
But did you ever see the one that never got the hype after it?
Yeah.
That was rated R, and it was awesome.
It was, and to me, that's...
Horrible acting, but awesome movie.
That's why I got behind that Dread movie, the one that we started.
The one with Carl Urban?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Carl Urban.
We would like to take this moment to again apologize to Carl Urban for that time that he got screamed at and pointed at. That's that actor!
I'm a lot bigger than I think I am.
He gets excited. Sorry, Carl Urban.
Why didn't those bodyguards do anything?
I'm telling you, you're 3 feet taller.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Colin Farrell, Bullseye.
Colin Farrell.
Now, I don't like Bullseye anyway. He's a
no,
weak, he's
he
a
was
weak
a weak character.
To me, it's like Hawkeye. I don't need Hawkeye in my movies.
No, yeah, absolutely. He's a very weak bad guy.
I didn't care for this take on him. This is the first time Farrell ever used his accent in an American movie, I guess. So, I mean, you have
that. That was his real accent?
He's Irish. Yeah.
Wow. That's a horrible accent. The fact that he actually lived with that accent is, I feel sorry for him. Because that's not an Irish accent.
it's pretty marble in the mouth.
Yeah.
He's got a mouthful of marbles.
I hated the bullseye in his head.
That was so stupid.
There was no reason for him to have a scar of a bullseye.
So either he was like, I'm Bullseye and I'm going to go get a scar done.
Yeah.
Or someone somehow gave him that scar and he's like, well, I better get really good at bullseyeing
things. The peanuts. Well, I'd have to have more peanuts.
It was funny, but it was not needed. Like,
yeah.
And it was like... Not funny enough for me to laugh, just funny enough for me to be like, that was cute.
Yeah.
Good job, Colin Farrell.
With the peanuts, and then he straightened out the paper clip. It was just too much.
This movie put me off of his movies for a long time. And that one where he's in the phone booth.
I still never seen that one. I think it's called Phone Booth.
Yeah, Phone Booth.
You did that with Gladiator.
That's that Gladiator movie with Kurt Russell, right? What's that movie with someone frames Roger Rabbit?
I believe it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that's right. Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that's right. That's a good movie.
What's that movie where they go to the Planet of the Apes?
It's like a planet.
Got apes on
populated
it.
By apes.
All right.
Colin Farrell, God. I hated him after this.
This really put me off his movies until In Bruges. Go watch In Bruges. Stop listening to this. Go watch In Bruges.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
And then come back.
As much as I did not want to watch that movie, that was actually pretty good.
I loved it that, like, we're 45 minutes in, and you're like, I don't like him, but you're laughing the whole time.
Yeah, I was laughing the whole time. That shit was funny. Ben wasn't horrible, but it just, that suit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Really he had nothing to work with. Yeah. He did a great job. He's a dude who isn't blind playing a blind guy. He's a guy who has no business being a lawyer playing a lawyer.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, Ben Affleck.
He's been a lawyer before. What's that other movie where he hit Sam Jackson?
Or something like that?
Changing Lanes.
Changing Lanes, yep.
That was a good movie. It's not a great movie, but it's a good movie.
It was a pretty good movie. It wasn't horrible.
Mm-mm.
Now, see, and that's the thing with Ben Affleck. Everyone always gives him so much crap. I get Geely was horrible. I never saw it, and I knew why.
You know what it is? If you found out that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez made a sex tape, but they made like a full on porno movie,
it would be Geely.
Except for they took out all the sex scenes.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Absolutely,
it's the same kind of terrible, just stupid you know what acting, really no writing.
Made me like Ben Affleck, and this is gonna probably be the most homosexual thing I've ever said.
Well, let's hear this.
Is when he was in that Jersey Girl.
I love Jersey Girl.
God, that movie is so heartbreaking.
When he tells that kid, "I hate you too, you little shit," broke my heart. Because it's like, you can see that everything's getting, like, he's taking it in.
Oh, man.
And then he just lets loose for one second.
Dude, he got just beat down in that movie, man.
You know what else? That girl was a perfect Jennifer Lopez's daughter.
Yeah.
I believed it.
Yeah, for sure.
He was in that movie with his other wife.
Dude, yeah.
You gotta stop working with your wives. It is not working out for you.
Right when you said that, I was thinking that too. Like, hang on, wasn't he married to her?
She died at the beginning, and that was well, see you later.
Oh, man.
This movie had Kevin Smith and Stan Lee.
Did it?
Yeah.
When was Kevin Smith in it?
He played Jack Kirby.
Hmm.
Yep.
Weird. I didn't notice that.
You watch the director's cut, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I didn't even know that they had a director's cut to this.
It's so much better. It's not a good movie yet.
Yeah.
But it's a better movie.
Time out.
I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off. When you watch Nice Guys.
Yeah.
And it shows the old guy at the party. Did you say, "Oh, Stanley"?
Yeah.
Like I did. Where I don't absolutely. Even notice I'm looking for him in every movie.
Absolutely.
Okay, sorry. What's the most interesting thing to you over here?
I don't even remember because
I'm watching this, and a guy, just an old guy with a mustache. Just an old guy. And I was like, "Oh, Stanley! I found him."
I do look for Stanley in every movie now.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But you missed him in Daredevil?
Yeah, I missed him in Daredevil.
He played old man.
Of course he did. He always plays the old man.
He played Hefner once.
Yeah, that's right. Stark.
Old Man at Crossing is his official name in the movie.
Wow. Deadpool, I think, was my favorite Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Him being the DJ for the strip club.
I was on the deleted scenes for that, or like the, not deleted scenes, he's talking about it, and he's like, "Well, we just went to a real strip club, and those are the real strippers and the real bartender. They didn't have the money to shut it down and build one, so just let them do their thing." But he's like, "Well, I introduced Chastity, and I hope I wasn't lying to anyone, and I hope she did a good job."
Dude, that's awesome that they used a real strip club.
Yep.
That is, man, I love Ryan Reynolds.
who else is in this movie? Frank Miller. Ugh.
Frank Miller, why does that sound familiar?
Comic books artist. He,
okay, yeah.
He made Sin City. Yep. I think he directed part two.
Yeah, he did.
Coolio's in this. Director's cut, you didn't watch it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember Coolio either.
I love Coolio in my movies. Gosh, I'm a real sucker for Coolio being in my movies.
Michelle Pfeiffer, all the way.
Yeah.
Gangster's Paradise.
That movie made me have impure thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
I said movie. You know what? I'm going to back this up. David Keith played Jack Murdock, Matt's dad.
Oh, yeah.
I love this guy. He was not in enough movies. He's so good in this.
You know what movie he was in that a lot of people hated? Those Major Leagues.
Yeah.
And he was awesome because he did shimmy.
Give me Parkman.
Yeah, give me Parkman.
I need to rewatch those movies.
Oh, man, those are good movies.
Which one was that, part two, yeah?
Yeah, that was part two, for sure, with the Mobbles.
Jack Parkman. Quibbles?
Oh, the girls here go crazy when he does that shimmy. Oh, the girls here hate it when he does that shimmy. Dude, yeah, that was a good... I forgot that he was the dad.
I would love to find out, like, he's going to be, like, every single dad in every Marvel movie. Because he'd, like... If he was the Hulk's dad...
Yeah.
Perfect fit.
Yeah.
I want him and Kurt Russell to be in, like, Tango and Cash 2 and the brothers.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Stallone is whose brother? Who can we get? His brother, Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
All right, Tango and Cash 2.
Yeah, seriously, dude. I love Tango and Cash. That's, like, one of my favorite movies.
They call Tango's brother Lombada.
Lombada.
Come here, Lombada.
A lot of people don't know this, but it reminded me of our fathers. That's why I like this
one. We've mentioned it. But it's considered one of the worst action movies ever made.
No way.
And the gayest action movie ever made.
Yeah, I could see that.
After An Innocent Man, which Innocent I watched Man. An Innocent Man.
I don't think
Man.
I've ever seen that.
Oh, so good. It's Tom Selleck. And for no reason, in the middle of the movie, nude scene with Tom Selleck. Everybody?
That's weird.
Dude's got no ass.
Well, it's just
we had Stallone's ass.
Yeah, we did.
Tango and Cash.
That's right. Nobody else's but Stallone's.
Yeah. He's like, well, I'm going to play the movie.
I just want to show my ass around. I get it. My dad walks around in underwear all the time.
That's kind of weird.
Remember, though?
You're just like, Dad, you don't live here. Put some pants on. Dad, we're at the mall. We're not doing a great job of talking about this movie at all. We get sidetracked.
Because it's Daredevil.
This movie is so bad.
It really
but, I mean,
is.
I do stick up for it because it's like...
The one thing came out the same time as Hulk. Ben Affleck was not bad.
Yeah.
I rewatched
and that's
it
what I was saying.
The other night and he is not bad at all.
He's not bad. He's just surrounded by a bad movie.
He plays a good Daredevil.
Yeah.
He plays a good superhero.
And like you were saying, change his suit. I'd get rid of the leather for sure. You can't fight
leather. No, yeah, that leather was
not
awful.
Not quite spandex, but get like whatever. What would we give him?
I mean, like,
almost like what Deadpool's wearing.
Yes, that would have been that canvas material where you can see that canvas kind of material,
or like Cap wears.
Yeah,
actually, that'd be a good.
That
bet.
Would be it. Is what Cap wore.
All right, for Daredevil 2, starring...
Man, that'd be so awesome. But it would have to be the yellow and red.
Matt, call me Batfleck.
You know what I mean? It would have to be the yellow and red.
I don't dig the yellow and red suit. I like the red suit.
Oh, man, I love the yellow and red.
Or the black. I hate the black. Like,
really?
We talked about this, because that's what you wanted in the movie.
Yeah,
but then when you started the show, you were like, no, I want the red.
Yeah.
Actually, in the show, they have the...
The yellow and red?
No, it's like yellow with... Or red with like black...
Oh, really?
But it works. But I'm saying,
I
like
never
the,
saw the
like the
suit.
Cap or the Deadpool feel to it, like that material. That's
really?
What it's made out of.
Wow. Yeah. I never got far enough.
I know he doesn't get it until the very last episode.
Oh, really?
Of the first season. The second season's out, but ugh.
Yeah, I think I only watched half of the first season, and it was good. I mean, it wasn't.
It's all right.
It was watchable.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, if watchable. I got nothing to do on a Sunday, I guess I could sit through it.
Well, and that's, I ended up watching it one day, and I watched a couple episodes, and then I never felt like watching it again.
Yeah.
But watching Daredevil, God, it wasn't that bad, besides these couple people that were in it.
And really, it's that one fight and Colin Farrell. They could have, okay, fine, have Elektra in it, get an actress this time.
Yeah.
But even if you're not going to,
they didn't
that
need...
fight is so dumb. And I get they were trying to do like the, what's that, Hidden Dragon movie?
Oh, that's right.
That's right when that came out.
Yep,
like Matrix fighting.
About
so like the
that.
Seesaw crap.
Yep. That's why and they did it.
They were trying
it
to
was
get
that
away with
Flying Dagger movie or whatever it was. That's right. It was the exact same time.
Yep.
That sucks. That's exactly where that fight scene came from. Was Matrix and that. Dude, they didn't need Elektra because I hate it when they put too many superheroes in these movies.
Or even have her there, but don't have her as Elektra.
As Elektra. Have her there as her alter ego.
Like Harvey Dent in the first Batman movies. The
first
two. Billy Dee.
Yep.
He was in there.
That was awesome.
I'm so pissed he didn't get to play Two-Face anyway.
Yeah.
He would have been so
good. Oh, he would have been a good.
Because think about
really
the way
good.
He talks.
Oh,
like, as soon as he turned that on as Two-Face,
it would have been good.
He would have been terrifying.
Yeah. He would have been really good Two-Face. But it's the same thing. They never, ever even touched on it. The Harvey Dent thing.
But, and that's another thing. Like, so they mention him. So let Electra be in the movie. Yeah. I mean, he's there. He has lines. He comes talk to Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't mention
it. He does a lot of times. I mean, hell, in the first movie, God, there's like a 3 or 4 scenes.
Black Cat in, Spider-Man 2 or 3. She was in it, yeah?
Was she?
Wasn't she? The blonde girl, who's usually a redhead.
Oh, that's right.
But she wasn't Black Cat.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the way to do it.
Wow. Yeah, because she was,
Ron Howard's daughter. I almost said wife.
Is that really Ron Howard's daughter?
Yeah. The girl from, like, The Village?
Yeah.
That movie.
Ugh.
We gotta talk about that movie.
Yeah, she's blind in that. I have a thing with blind people. You know why? It's because I was born deaf. I think being deaf is cool.
I don't know why, they can't just see what I'm telling them, these blind people.
You've seen that movie, right?
any blind people listening to this podcast, sorry. I apologize.
I don't know why I'm so prejudiced. With
bad parents. I have no problem with you people. And you people.
What do you mean, you people? Oh, I did that way.
Have you ever seen a sign that says, like, do not touch, and then it has Braille on it, and all I can think is, like, the only way they can read that is if they touch it? We have that at work, and it says do not touch, and it has Braille on it.
So the only way that they could read it is to touch it.
It's on, like, one of those high-voltage boxes.
Oh, God, dude. Zap some life back into you.
Jesus. I've seen enough movies to find out that they'll get superhero. You know what happened in Daredevil? So he gets hit in the face with that sludge.
Yeah.
Turns blind. Sludge goes everywhere. That sludge also went down into a sewer and created 4 of my favorite comic book characters of all time.
Weird.
5. Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
So the Turtles are a ripoff of Daredevil. Daredevil was trained by Stick. They were trained by Splinter. Daredevil fights the Ninja Hand Clan. They fight the Foot.
Dude. Oh, that's crazy.
It's in your face how much of it's a ripoff.
I never even noticed that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good stuff. That's I would have loved awesome. To see a little bit of Stick in this movie, actually. Or the hand.
They don't have anything.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. They never show him training. I actually have
so
that.
So this would be like a Star Wars movie with no Vader.
Yeah.
Ugh. Episode 7. But like still.
Well, they kind of had Vader.
They had a new Vader.
They had the helmet.
They had a new Vader.
I actually had that in here somewhere, too. The movie made me question a lot of actors and actresses' abilities.
But, like, there was no bad guy.
No, there was no bad guy. Kingpin was kind of a bad guy.
Elektra was kind of a bad guy.
Kind of, yeah, but she's supposed to be a
good
guy.
Colin Farrell was there. Yeah.
He phoned that
Colin
shit
Colin Farrell would be like... Like, you know, like, when Spider-Man on, like, the games or the cartoon, he's just like, oh, a purse snatcher.
Yep.
That's what he is.
That's what he is.
If he was on the Avengers, they'd be like... It's fine. Just let him do his thing.
He'd be ruled by Ultron. He's not a single villain. He's somebody that would be ruled by another villain.
He needs to be like a henchman.
Yes. That's the word I was looking for was henchman. That he's a good henchman. That would be perfect in every way.
He's the guy who goes to like the Hand Clan and is just like, oh, I know where Daredevil is and he's right over here and I know his real identity or whatever. He's
Man,
blind.
That's exactly what it should have been.
He'll never see you coming.
He'll never see you coming. Now,
that's
see,
twice. Terrible
what,
people.
What I really liked about this and him being blind was how they showed him see.
Yeah.
Even with Elektra.
The fire.
The fire, the water on her, the stick hitting it. Yep. I mean, dude.
So.
That was awesome.
It's hard to talk about this without bringing up mirrors to the show. In the show, he has a world on fire. So he sees... Everything looks like it's on fire because of the synapses in his brain or something.
Really?
But they didn't have enough money to use it more than, like, twice. But...
Weird.
It looks... Like, I love the radar in this. We'll call it radar, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what it would be.
But I love the look of it in this movie.
Oh, man. It's so cool.
But I would love to see their take on the world on fire from the show.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Because it...
It was way more defined in the movie, and I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean...
He almost... Like, it almost got to where he could knock on something, and maybe he can read a paper.
Yeah. That's what it seemed like. I mean, he seemed like he could really do anything, and that was the whole point of his superpower.
This is the best he's ever looked until the new Batman movie.
Yeah.
He is a tank in this movie. But in this... In Daredevil...
The town, too. The town, he was pretty big.
Yeah. Or some parts of...
Some parts
Gone Girl.
Of Gone Girl. Well, that was because of Batman.
That's so funny.
That we
He's
noticed
in some
it.
Good movies.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've had a crush on this dude since Mallrats.
Oh, dude.
Put me in the back
oh,
of a
God,
Volkswagen.
That shit was hilarious. Well, like in the back of a Volkswagen? The uncomfortable spot?
I'll totally get in the back of a Volkswagen with Affleck. It's fine.
This movie was directed and written by Mark Steven Johnson.
Who's this?
I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, wow. This sums it right up. You ready for this?
Who is it?
Here are some of the other things he did. Ghost Rider.
Yikes.
Jack Frost. Not the scary one. The one where Michael Keaton turns into a snowman.
Yeah.
Which was actually scarier. He wrote Elektra.
Oh, my God.
He wrote Grumpy and Grumpier Old Men.
I actually like that one.
I like those, too. That one's surprising.
Weird. Yeah.
He wrote a movie called Killing Season with Johnny T.
Yep.
And Bobby D.
Yep. I've seen it.
Is it every bit one of his movies?
Yep. It sure is.
He wrote... Nope, he directed Simon Birch.
Ooh, that was a sad one.
That one...
This was Ashley Judd, right? And the little guy?
Yep. The little guy.
Like, it was a little guy. Was he Jerry Maguire's son?
He was the director on Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back when they bust through. And there's that director trying to do his movie.
No, it's not.
And I bet it was because he's friends with Affleck. Yep. He's friends with Kevin Smith.
Dude, that's
this guy
hilarious.
Has made some terrible movies. Big Bully. I secretly love Big Bully.
Oh, wow. I actually love Big Bully, yeah. With Fang.
Yep. Yeah. Secretly, I love that movie. But I like Daredevil, too. God, this guy has made some bad movies.
That's awesome. That makes a lot of sense. Like, he's got a bunch of sense.
Like, if he's at all in charge of casting, he's got some weird tastes. Because, like, I'd never be like, oh, we need Eva Mendes, Nick Cage, and Sam Elliott in a movie. That's not a thing anyone would ever say.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
We need Ben Affleck to play blind Batman and Black Kingpin, who I actually like better than Kingpin. What'd you think of, what's her name, who played Karen? Ellen Pompeo? Pompeo? I don't know how to say her name. This lady.
Oh, yeah.
She was good.
Yeah, she was good. I liked her.
You know what she's in?
Grey's Anatomy.
You know what else she's in?
What?
What's Old that movie? School? Would you like to hear me tell a joke?
No, is she?
What's that movie?
Catch Me If You Can. Can.
Yeah.
What is she in that one?
I don't know. She's
one of the girlfriends, Karen. Maybe?
She played Karen Page.
Weird.
I don't know what she was in that movie. Probably one of their girlfriends.
Yeah, she had to be.
As soon as I saw Jack Frost and Ghost Rider.
Dude, like, that tells Ghost Rider alone tells you everything you need to know.
You want to know something? Is I'm sad that I've never seen Ghost Rider 2 because I can totally tolerate Ghost Rider 1. For when it
came
out.
You need to watch Ghost Rider 2. I've seen it.
We were not getting good comic book movies. Because like Batman and Batman Returns.
Daredevil might as well be the original Batman compared to
Ghost
Rider 2.
Watch this, though. Up until Iron Man came out, we were not
We didn't have anything.
I mean, people say Spider-Man. Those movies are garbage.
No, those movies were horrible. Because they had the real web, and he needed to have it
manufactured. I got no problem with organic webbing.
Oh, see,
my problem was I preferred the movies were bad.
Well, it's Tobey Maguire. Best Kiss MTV Movie Awards.
Kirsten Dunst is in it. Oh. She was terrible. Who's that guy I like? He's Seth Rogen's boyfriend.
Oh, Franco.
James Franco. He's in it. He was just god-awful.
He was awful in that first one.
He was hilarious in the third one.
Yeah.
When he's just so happy for no reason. I like that one.
And like when he steals his girlfriend and shit. Yeah, that was awesome.
He's just like, oh man, now I gotta be a bad guy.
Yeah, he was pretty funny in that one.
But
those were all just awful.
So before,
they never had good villains.
Before the current Marvel Universe, we had Spider-Man, which was garbage, the Fantastic Four, which was garbage.
Oh, God.
And so, like, the ones, the quote-unquote good comic book movies was Batman and Batman Returns, which are still good movies, but they're not good comic book movies at all.
That's true. They're not comic book movies at all.
Yeah. And, I mean...
they didn't even take anything from real Batman.
Tim Burton says,
villains.
I never read any comic books. And it
really?
Shows. It shows.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it does show, though. You're right. I mean, it's not a comic book movie.
So I feel like this movie is very, very, very comic book, up to where sometimes it ruins the movie.
Yes.
Like
I could
the thing
that.
On the forehead.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
But that's very comic book.
Yeah.
Him being so blind like that would be very comic bookish.
So I think they were trying to make a comic book movie too hard.
Maybe they were trying to do like the first where. Almost like a Sin City, where it seemed like you had that frame-by-frame feel.
Sin City is a great comic book movie, but people sure didn't love it.
Really? Oh, yeah. I love Sin City.
I love it. No, people, I mean, it's got a following and everything. It's just...
I never saw the second one, that the Dame to Kill For
or
whatever.
It's good.
Really?
Yeah, I put it, I mean, that. It's just below the first one. I mean, it's not as good,
sequel.
But it's close.
That's a sequel for you.
Frank Miller makes me have a problem with it because he's a sexist piece of shit.
Really?
Really bad. But he's written some of the best comic books ever, so I let him get away with it.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. Frank Miller.
He looks like he's a piece of, like, he looks so creepy. Sorry, Frank Miller, if you're listening to this.
I actually met him at a Comic-Con not that long ago.
No, I mean, if I met him, I'd totally ask him for his autograph. I mean, he's not sexist toward me.
For a rating, I hate to do this to you, but
Before we get into this, so I said technically ugly out of our good, bad, and ugly.
Yes.
Where would you put it?
I don't know if I'd... I don't think it'd be bad.
It's not good.
But it's not good. I think it'd be ugly.
I mean, it's got its moments.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be bad.
I feel
I think it'd be ugly. I think bad would be the worst of the three.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So it'd be good, bad, ugly, but I think it'd be ugly, if anything.
Okay.
Which is...
No, I told you going in, I thought it was ugly, too. I mean, I like this movie, but that doesn't make it good.
Oh, see, before I watched it the other night, I would have said bad.
Definitely, because you were mad at me for saying it.
I haven't seen it in years.
And that's what I keep telling her. Like, who were we talking to? Your brother and your nephew.
Yeah.
Where your brother was like, I remember when this came out. Everyone loved this movie. And it was a big deal.
Yeah, everyone finally made
a good comic book movie, except for that fight. And that's what everyone said.
Yep. And then it just slowly went downhill.
Because we're getting better movies.
I mean, yeah. But if you put the first X-Men next to X-Men Days of Future Past.
Future Past is way better.
I mean, they wouldn't even seem like the same movie. They wouldn't seem like the same universe at all.
And not even just actors, just everything going on.
Just the way that they filmed, the photography in it.
Oh, forget even that. I'm saying just like, I mean, the first three movies, those movies are long and rough. Slow.
That first one was the slowest, roughest movie ever.
And it's not even just like, well, I need some action. It's just like, these are comic book characters. Why are they walking around whining in leather?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
And I don't need leather suits. Get stupid with it. Go crazy.
Yeah, I don't ever understand why we never got the yellow and blue spandex.
Well, even look at Superman now. How are you going to make Superman try to look, like, cool?
Yeah.
He's wearing blue underoos with red underpants over it. And I love Superman, but he is a silly character, and he needs to have some silliness to him.
It's because he's a cheese ball.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be.
Yep. He's a Boy Scout.
Clark Kent is a Boy Scout. He's the Boy Scout of all of them. Yeah, God, you know, that is true that they did really kind of try and make Superman look better. In that suit, and it just kind of fell.
Yeah. They're trying to make something silly too serious, and that's what I think the problem was Dean with Cain. Daredevil was they went with it. They were just like, you know what, it's silly, let's be silly.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, if you look at Dean Cain's suit for Superman, I thought that was a perfect suit.
It's bright blue spandex.
Bright blue spandex with those red boy shorts.
You know what? Superman Returns, when they switched it to boy shorts, I was just like, yeah, okay, I get this.
Superman Returns.
The one with Brandon Routh.
Oh, yeah.
Routh?
Yeah.
Routh?
I don't know how to pronounce
the
it.
The dude from Zack and Mary.
Yeah, it's Routh, the gay porno guy.
He was so good.
Oh, gosh, that was hilarious. That was the only movie I liked Justin Long in.
I liked him as Superman, too, because he wasn't, like, super beefy.
No,
and
he
I
was
liked
good.
That because, like, he'd have the strength without looking it.
Even if you, like, look at Smallville with that Clark Kent, he's not nearly beefy like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and see, with Daredevil, that's why I almost like those yellow and red suits or the brighter suits, because I think that they should be that comic book feel. I mean,
I think
Wolverine movie, you know, apparently at the end.
Yeah, the mask. Did you see that?
I never saw it. I never saw the director's
cut.
And it was the gloves, too.
Yeah.
Right? With the metal things on it to make them go out.
Yep.
Dude, my nephew was the one that told me about it. I still have yet to see the mask.
Which is funny because you told me for Apocalypse, like, how are you going to not watch the end of it?
Yeah.
And then you did the same thing.
Yeah, I did the exact same thing with Wolverine.
That movie's not good, though.
Oh, gosh, that movie was rough.
I was in the theater watching that with, like, a brand new friend was like, let's go see this new Wolverine movie.
Oh, man, that was
And I'm sitting
awful.
There and I was like, this is ruining our friendship.
Yeah, that was a horrible movie.
It was real bad.
I mean, honestly,
a little bit racist toward Asians.
Yeah, very racist towards Asians. Wolverine and Wolverine Origins both were just
Origins.
Origins was awful.
Origins made it so I couldn't talk you into going to see Deadpool.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah,
and you were like Ryan Reynolds again.
Oh man, dude, I hated that.
Yeah,
I thought that was the biggest mistake that they made.
It was garbage.
And then I just watched Deadpool, and I had a big old rubbery one the entire time. I loved it so much. It was awesome. That was honestly probably my favorite comic book movie.
It's up there. It's not going to age well, because he talks so many things that are from today.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to age well.
No.
I'm fine with that.
It'll age well for us.
Yeah.
Because we'll remember it. Yeah, but it's not going to age well for people that have never...
Like in 20 years, things. In 20 years, there's going to be a kid being like, what's tweeting? What's Twitter?
Yeah. Eh. What was the Wolverine Origins? The toy. When he picked up that toy, that was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
That horrible toy with the mouth sewn shut, those stupid eyes.
Stupid sword things.
The swords that came out of his arms.
At any rate, back to rating. Man, we are getting sidetracked talking about this one.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm going to leave all this rambling in, but...
I gave it a 1. One, apparently I have a problem with blind people, out of 5.
And you watched the theatrical cut.
Yeah.
So, I watched Director's Cut. I haven't seen the theatrical since it was in theaters.
I actually have never seen the Director's.
It's a different movie. It's not a lot better, but it is better.
Yeah.
I can't go high with it, though. I think I'd go like a 2.5 out of 5.
Wow.
I mean, it's almost a okay movie.
It's tolerable.
It's something,
I think it's a lot more tolerable now. I think people need to watch it again.
Yeah, and I do think it's something... I would definitely recommend watching this.
Yeah.
I would recommend watching it again. If you've got a slow day, turn it on.
Yeah, because I would have given it a 0.
Yeah.
Before this.
I couldn't.
Before
I watched it. I've been trying to get you to watch this for 1.5 years.
Yep. And I finally watched it, and I bought this movie overseas, so it's not the best quality.
Bootleg is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, bootleg. I didn't know if we could say bootleg or not.
Yeah, sure.
Without me getting in trouble. So it was a bootleg copy.
If you want to sue somebody, I'm pretty sure your name was Usador the yada yada yada.
But I definitely think it's worth the rewatch.
Oh, definitely.
If you haven't seen this movie for years, you need to watch it again, because it is a little bit better than I thought.
It's not great.
But it's not great.
Please don't hear us saying, like, oh, yeah, Daredevil's the shit. No.
Yeah, sometimes
Daredevil's
I feel like
not
people
quite
think
as
that,
shit.
Yeah. I feel like people think that we're, like, hyping it up more. No, 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 no.
But I do think this is something that you should watch.
Yeah. It's a watchable movie. You need to watch it at least once. Actually, probably twice.
And on that note,
may the Force be with you.
I like that you still lay when there's no camera.
I don't know why. I do the gunslinging, too.
Don't do drugs, kids.